We're going to be looking at the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Bahar, Vayikra, Simen Chafhei, beginning Pasuk Chafhei. The Torah is discussing the plight of someone who has unfortunately come on hard times, and as undesirable as it is to do it, he has to sell land, ancestral land, part of the land that's the achuza of his family in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yamuch achicha. Mach means something that is negative, materially weak. Here it means that he becomes poor, that he is not able to otherwise fend for himself and his family. So he has to sell the land. The machar me'achuz asa. He sells some of his ancestral land. Uva go'alo hakarov elov. Then a goel, who is related to him, should come, redeem the land, so it should remain in the family. And not wait for it to go back to him at the Yovel, because the Yovel, which is only once every 50 years, it might be many years away. V'go'ales mimkar achiv. And he should redeem what his brother or cousin or third cousin, if it's the family, it could be the fourth cousin, he should redeem what his brother sold. The next pasuk says, v'ishki lo yiyye l'goel. A person who has no goel. So Rashi says, well, who can have no goel? Even if it's not a brother, it could be an uncle, it could be a cousin, it could be a very distant cousin, but everybody has a goel. If you have an achuza, if you have land in Israel that you inherited because you're one of the children of the tribes, then there is no way you do not have a relation. That's the halacha.
Like Boaz.
Exactly. Yes. Well, that was a close relative. So, v'hisiga yado, if he finally manages his hand, meaning his wherewithal, reaches finally the amount of money that he needs, umatza kedei geula, so he has enough to do the geula, so then how much should it be? You have to deduct from the price the number of years that the land was in the hands of the purchaser. If the purchase price originally was, for example, $10,000, and he was on the land for 5 years, and there's another 5 years left till the Ovel, that means that the purchase price of $10,000 was $1,000 per year of 10 years left to the Ovel. Now there are 5 years left, so then the purchase price when he buys it back is going to be $5,000. So the pasuk says, v'chishavis shnei mimkaro, calculate the number of years that it was sold, during which time it was in the purchaser's hands. V'heshivis ha'odef l'isha sher mochar lo, v'shav l'achuz aso. That amount, which is left between this time of this repurchase when he's buying it back and Yovel, that's how you calculate how much it's worth based on what was paid, how much time is left to the Yovel. V'im lo matzi yado pasik chavches. But if he can't find enough money, de hashiv lo, he's not able to get that property back, he can't raise the funds, there is no goel. What he has sold will remain sold until the Ovel. V'yotza b'yovel, then it goes out of the hands of the purchaser of a shav l'achuz aso, and he goes back, and it's to be returned to his ancestral heritage. It becomes his again. Now, let's look at the Arachayim. Yamach Achicha, he says, Parshazu, Tirmos, it's a remez, it's a hint. Inyan Gadol, V'ha'ara L'yayshvei Tevel. It's something that is great and important. It's something that should stir up all of us, Yayshvei Tevel, people who are living here on earth. This is not about just earth and houses and land and property. There's much more here. Ki Yamach Al Derech Oimroi, Ba'atzaltayim himach hamekore. Using the word mach can refer to something that's not even physical. It can refer to even the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The pasuk in Kohelet says, Ba'atzaltayim, with laziness, without keeping up the house, yimach hamekore, the roof will start to cave in, the ceiling will collapse. Va'amruzal, Chachamenu explain that pasuk can be understood as follows. By not taking care of the house of Israel spiritually, you have brought down the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the stature of holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midst. You have weakened Hashem's ability to have an abiding presence amongst us. Asisem la'oso shenemar bo hamakore b'mayim aliyosov moch. You have done to Hashem, who is the ultimate makara, who has spread the heavens like one huge canopy, like a tremendous universal ceiling, a ceiling for all of the universe. The heavens are described as created by Hashem, who was Mekore, who put up the ceiling of the Mayim HaElyonim, the upper waters, the water that exists in huge amounts, mind you, outside of our solar system as well, let alone in ice that is constantly moving around within and outside of our solar system. That might be the explanation of what Mayim Elyonim is really all about. But it is described here as a Mekara B'Mayim Elyosav Mach. You have weakened the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Katina, Ein Hakshamim Netzaren Elo Bishvil Bitul Torah. That rains can't fall because of Bitul Torah. That rains are not able to reach earth because there's something that is defective, if you will, in the heavens. And because of that defect in the heavens, meaning the weakness spiritually of Am Yisrael, is reflected with a spiritual paucity in heaven. There is a lack of movement from heaven toward earth, including, practically speaking, the lack of water coming from heaven to earth. When we here on earth stray from the right and good path, then all the good influences that connect from heaven and provide to earth below are taken away. We jeopardize the pillar of holiness that joins heaven and earth together. In other words, we actually, so to speak, weaken the divine. To what extent? Such that the divine doesn't reach us. Now this is found in a medrash in Eicha Rabbah, that when we do the Ritzayin HaBayrei, we're giving koyach in the heavens, so the heavens reach us. But it says, Ubizman she'ein Yisrael oisin ritzayne shel mokam. I'm quoting from Eicha Rabbah. Kivayochol matishin koyach godol shel ma'alon. We are weakening the heavens. And the pasuk is in Shir HaSazim. Tzur yeladcha teshi. Tosh means weakness. Tzur yeladcha, the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave birth to you, who gave rise to you, Am Yisrael, teshi. You have caused weakness. So he is now saying that kiyamo chachicha means if you are not strong in Torah and mitzvahs, then there's a weakness, so to speak, by the divine. The divine characteristic of being with us, the presence of the Shekhinah, the impetus for the Shekhinah to be with us, weakened. Because it all depends on us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sell off his achuza. Yirtza al hamishkan, mishkan ha'edus. Asher hu achuzasai. Where is Hashem's achuza in this world? Where's Hashem's place? The mishkan. Ki yamach achicha And Achicha is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see how Laman Achai V'Reyoi intimates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us like a brother would be. But when he has been made weak because of our weaknesses, so then he can't be with us, he won't be with us. U'machar me'achuzasa, yirtze, ala mishkin mishkin ha'edis, ashirhu achuzasa yisparach, sheboi hishri shchinasoi, that's where he has come to be with us, that's his achuza in the world, in this world, in the material, created world. U'vavonisenu nimkar habayis biyad ha'umos. And because of our sins, he's sold off, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash, and it's in the hands of foreign nations. Ukimamorim zal, the parish pasuk mizma la'asof, bo'u goyim b'nachla secha. They have come into your nachla, the nations, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo'u goyim b'nachla secha. Where's Hashem's nachla? Beis HaMikdash. That's his inheritance. And the Pasuk is saying that the solution to the problem is, as the Pasuk reads, let's go back for a second to the Pasuk. The solution to the problem is for those who are closest, the relation, whoever that relation is, a brother, a cousin, an uncle. So who's the relation of Hashem? Who's the closest to Hashem? The Tzaddik. So the tzaddik has to come. V'goal es mim karachiv. The tzaddik has to come. Hadia akosuf ki gulosi hi biyad hatzaddik asher yir kariv l'Hashem al derech oimroi b'kariv ayakodesh. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls the holiest men in Israel. B'kariv'ay, those closest to me. That's how we spoke about Nadav and Avihu. Hu yigal mim karachiv ki ha'adon baruch hu yikru l'tzaddikim och kivayochol. We find in Tehillim, on the famous pasuk, "Laman achai v'reyoi adabar nesholim boch," the Gemara says, how do we know Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam? Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Because it says, "Laman achai v'reyoi adabar nesholim boch." Achai v'reyoi, meaning those who are brothers, so to speak, closest to Hashem, adabar nesholim boch. They are the foundation of shalom in the world. They teach a Torah, which is going to create and propagate life, civil life, Torah life, according to halacha, and therefore shalom can reign. But it refers to them as achai v'reyoi. So that's why when the pasuk here says, v'goel ha'korav elov, v'goel esmim karachiv, it means that the tzaddik, like he would redeem a land for his brother's sake, he is going to redeem the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. How does he redeem the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously, he has to pay back. He has to cause Am Yisrael to do mitzvahs and to, so to speak, pay back to Hashem what we owe. V'hagula tiyah b'ha'ir li bais b'nei Adam. When the tzaddik awakens the hearts of man, v'yamer lehem atoiv lachem ki teishvu chutz is this good? Do you want to remain exiled from the table of your father? You should not be with Hashem. What sweetness is there? What desirability is there in life? If you don't have being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mechubar, being joined with the heights of Kedusha, Shechina being with us, Asher Yisim Smuchim Saviv L'Shulchan Avichem, used to be close, pulled up with your personal place at Hashem's table, with the Mizbeach, the Shulchan Gevoa with you. Hu Elikei Olam Baruch Hu L'Ad. V'yamiz Be'enav, and then with the teaching of Torah and this influence of the Tzaddik, they will be Moes, meaning they'll have no interest in Taivas HaNidmim. They will not have interest and run after things that are nidmim, they seem desirable. You know, the distractions of Olam Hazeh. He'll stir them up with a desire for spiritual heights and spiritual satisfaction. He will raise their spiritual hunger. Gam nirgosh lebal nefesh kol chai, which can be felt even by a nefesh kol chai, a physical man and woman. Even people who are very, very physical, even if they have experienced a little bit of, you know, hedonism even, but they are capable of feeling the primacy and the good taste of spirituality. And when they do, they can and often become very turned on and become hooked, not on physicality, but on spirituality. That's the job of the goel, the tzaddik, so that he can be goel mimka rochiv. Ubazeh adasha yaitivu maseim, till they are now good people doing and living life Jewishly correctly. Ubazeh yigal Hashem mimka roi. Because by doing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be interested in coming back. He's going to want to be with us again. He's going to come back and build the Beis HaMikdash so he can be with us again. That's the geula of his achuza. Valzeh asidin liten esadin, he says now, and we who can influence others, if we can, then we are going to have to explain and answer, because we'll be judged. Kol adeni ha'aretz, gedolei Yisrael, the great men of Israel will have to give an accounting. U'mehem yivakesh Hashem el bein habayis ha'oluf. Why was it not rebuilt? Why was Beis HaMikdash not rebuilt in your time, so and so? You could have told people, you could have influenced people, you could have raised their spiritual sights and raised ultimately the people to spiritual heights. Why didn't you? So the mitzvah of a goel is mimkar achiv, is upon those who can have a positive influence on others. The tzaddikim, the people who are talmidei chachamim, who are laman achai v'reyoi, they are the ones who have to be goel. Next, v'aimroi, v'ish kilo yiyeloi goel. And if there is no goel, no tzaddik and no tzaddikim who can accomplish this. Al derech aimram zal, ein ish ela hakadosh baruch. So when it says v'aimroi, v'ish, it means Hashem ish mucham, hakadosh baruch, k'shlo yiyeloi goel, ki ein ish sam alev. No one is taking it to heart. No one is able to turn the Jewish people around. So then, al taimer ki chas v'shalom of the tikva. Don't think all hope is lost, and that chas v'shalom will never be restored to the Yerushalayim, and that the Beis HaMikdash will never be rebuilt. Chas v'shalom. Ela v'hisiga yadai, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come up with the cash. What does that mean? Umatza kedei geulasa. He'll find with what to redeem Yerushalayim. Amruzal ki hayisurin vahagolus heim tikkun ha'uma lahakshira. Unfortunately, pain, hard times are the corrective for Am Yisrael to prepare us and make us ready to be able to come back to Yerushalayim. V'huma sheramaz v'hisiga yadoi. That's what v'hisiga yadai means. So in pshat, it means that the person himself who has been removed or had to sell his land, he himself will come up with the cash somehow such that he can buy his land back. But he is saying that the remez is v'hisiga yadai, that the Ribbono shel Olam himself will have in hand, unfortunately, Am Yisrael's suffering, and it means with his hand. Derech Aimrei Yad Hashem Hoysabom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, Chas V'Shalom, gives a patch, that's V'Hisigu Yadoi. His hand will reach out toward us and give us Yisurin Le'aleinu. Shehimidas HaGvura HaChivetes Ba'uma Ba'golus Hamar. The hand of Hashem that can strike us, God forbid, in this bitter galus. U'vemtso zeh, through this, Yasig Limtso Kedei Gulas Habayis. That will be the currency that will cause that the Beis HaMikdash is worthy of being rebuilt, meaning we are worthy of having it rebuilt. V'aymer, or v'aymroi. So remember, when a person buys back, you have to calculate, well, you can't expect the full price because there are a certain number of years that the purchaser benefited. So the purchaser, who's now going to sell it back, is only going to be given a certain amount of dollars, right, correlated to how much time is left, how many years are left to the Yovel. V'aymrei v'chishav es shnei mimkorei. Hinei l'tzad sha'mecher hu bavu niseinu. If the mecher, if the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was taken away, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu left his Achuzah was because of our Ravainos. Ka'imrei, Hein Ba'avaneseichem Nimkartem. So you've been sold off because of your Ravainos. V'ha'avain hu chayv al ha'odom. Avain is a debt on man. B'shas Kriyas Ashtar, when you rip up this debt, when you burn the mortgage, Tzarech Lasis Cheshbon HaChayv Sha'olav Lefroya HaNishar. You have to pay up. How much is left? How much time is left? How much guilt is there left that Klal Yisrael still owes and needs to pay up? V'hu Aimrei V'chishav Eshnei Mimkarei Hashanim Shenishar Habayis Mochur. Let's calculate how many years was the Beis HaMikdash not built and not with us. V'yisnake L'fi Shir Hashanim Me'avaynis Yisrael. And then take away the guilt in measure with how many years was Hashem not with us? How many years did we suffer? How many years was the Beis HaMikdash not with us? V'ha'edef, how about what's left? Meaning the rest of the Averis that have not been forgiven. Yashiv al derech Imran b'mishpatei ha'tshuva v'tikuneho. There has to be a calculation. Tshuvas ha'mishko, meaning something that is deserving for that kind of a sin. Im adam nehene me'avayin, if a person has benefited and enjoyed the sin that he did, yisagef atzmai, so then he should deny himself, kishir mashanana mehachet. He should deny himself and be as uncomfortable as he was comfortable. Ubezeh yifra chayvai. That way he pays his debt to Hashem. Ukamaychein yasa adoin ha'olam. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. Kishi yiskarev zman ha'geula, when the time of geula gets closer. But there's still debt. Am Yisrael is still not clear and clean of all sin. That's why Chazal tell us there will be something called Sheyihyu Chevlei Mashiach. The painful times, as the advent of Mashiach grows closer, the painful times when so much suffering gets condensed into a shorter period of time, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's time for a geula, and we should not stretch it out any longer. How much is left? How much of the averus have we not yet collected from Klal Yisrael? How much guilt still remains? Perish Chayzer al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me, I left out a... Uvezeh v'shav l'chuzasai. And with that pain, and with Chevle Mashiach, v'shav l'chuzasai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to his achuzah. He comes back to Yerushalayim. Perish Chayzer el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to come back. Gam al Yisrael al derech Imre v'shav Hashem es shvuscho. It means that Am Yisrael comes back, but Hashem also comes back. V'shav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back. Now that the payment has been paid, and Am Yisrael is able to return to Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back too. And so when it says Vishav, it means he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well. And we find that in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as coming back. Vishav, Hashem is Shavuscha. V'am Ruzal, Gemara Megillah says, Yashiv Leinemar, it doesn't say he'll bring back El Vishav. Because wherever Klal Yisrael has been in Golos, the Shechina is with us. And when we are brought back, he comes back with us. So when the time comes, and sadly, with the suffering and the difficult times of Yemos HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact payment from us, and then the debt will have been paid, and V'shav L'Achuzas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back. V'aymrei, Pasik Chavches, but if not, what if it's too much money? And in our case, in the mashal, it would be too much suffering that Hashem would have to bring upon us to atone for our sins. If we can't take it anymore, it's too much suffering. Do us, but we cannot withstand it. and our guilt is so great. We no longer have the ability to withstand it and to bear it. We can't bear it anymore. Then there is a set and definite time beyond which there will no longer be exile. There is a case. There is a final point where Hashem says, even though you have not yet come back in perfect teshuva, even though you have yet to return in perfect teshuva, and not all of the earlier grievances have been addressed, and you haven't suffered the full measure that you could and would, but the galus comes to an end. Filu Yisrael Rosham Gemurim, even if we're still not tzaddikim, even if we're still, or have amongst us still Rishoyim. Gemara says, on the pasuk, Be'ita Achishanu, there's Be'ita, there's a time when it is set to happen, even if we are not yet deserving. Achishanu means it'll come faster if we do become deserving. So this is the pasuk of Yovel, which means nothing's being paid anymore. Maybe there's no money to pay, but the time of Galus has ended, and the time of Geula has arrived. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back to a Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Pasuk Chavtes. V'ish ki yimkar Beis Moshav Ir Chaim. Here the Pasuk is describing someone who sells a house that's in a walled city. So there's only 1 year during which he has that opportunity to buy it back. Ad Tom Shnas Mimkaro. Yamim tia gulasai. Otherwise, if he doesn't buy it back within the year, because it's in an ir choma, it is permanently sold. Now, let's see what the Aruch Chaim says. This is the remez to. This pasuk is going to enhance our understanding of the remez. Hashem will sell off, so to speak, give away his own chosen place of residence, the place for the Shekhinah. Amar hatam hu v'hoisa gu'ulasai. Shebe'em tso ze adaraba nigo'el. It's because of Hashem Yisbarach saying, I need to bring this terrible event and this sad circumstance of Goyim coming into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the geula. That's how Am Yisrael will survive, and that's how they ultimately will be redeemed. Al derech Imran b'pasik mizmul asav lekim bo'u goyim b'nachlosecho shehishlich Hashem chamosoi al eitzim va'avonim. The explanation is in this pasik. Why does Hashem do this? Why does Hashem, so to speak, abandon his home, so to speak, and allow the Ummahs to come and reign over Jerusalem? Am Yisrael is in Golos because he is venting on Eitzim and Avonim. He's cast his chema and vented his wrath on stones and on wood. Shazula zelo hoya nisham Yisrael saridu polit. Otherwise, there would chas v'shalom be none of us left. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with his rachmanis, taking it out, if you will, on the stones of Jerusalem and not on us. There would be nothing left of us. Remain Yisrael, Ein Beis HaMikdash, V'lo Yerushalayim, L'zeh, V'hoysa Geulasai Shel Am, U'Geulas HaBayis. This is the Geula, that Hashem takes it out on the Beis HaMikdash, leaves Yerushalayim, gives it to the Goyim, but lets us, as a nation, survive. L'zeh, V'hoysa Geulasai. That's the meaning and the remez of the words V'hoysa Geulasai. This is the Geula that Hashem knows will help us survive and allow it to be that one day He comes back and we come back. Shalom Gula Sabayas ki yesh tikva v'shavubanim l'givulam. And finally, on Pasuk Lamed Hey, v'chiyam uchachicha matu yadu imach v'chazakta boy ger v'soyshav v'chay imach. Where the Torah says that you have to take responsibility for your fellow Jew, help him when he's in hard times, help him out of his rut, and the Torah says, "Al tikach meito neshech v'sarbis." Don't take ribis. He says, "Parsha zu toir ha'adam al ruach Hashem achinu." Asher shachein b'secheinu. Ki yamach achicha umata yadoi imach means if inside of you there's a neshama that hasn't developed, there's a neshama that le'aleinu appears to have a fleck, a stain. Imach, it's with you, meaning it's in your body, it's part of you. It's an essence of who you are. It's imach. And it's your brother. V'amar ki yamach achicha shehu ruach achayim. The real spirit of life, the neshama that's in you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted within us, the chelik elikim imal, imra ha'odom ki loyheir b'tayra, if he looks inside introspectively and sees that he is not ignited, he's not alive with the light of Torah, v'lo b'mitzvos, ki einoni ki im min ha'Torah v'ha'mitzvos, when you use the expression, ki yamuch achicha, if he's poor, there's no one who's poor but a man, or like a man, who's poor, who has a paucity of teru u'mitzvahs. So he's got a darkened neshama, and the light doesn't shine from him. The light of Yisrael and Torah don't shine from this person. Imach perish l'tzad heyoyse imach. It's because of you. It's because of what you do physically. It's because of where you go and what you eat and what you're interested in and what your body physically has become attracted to or addicted to. Hushin is mitate. That's why the neshama hasn't grown. Shizulascho. Hayarim meir misayf ha'olam va'at sayfai. The neshama itself, originally, neshama shenasatabi tahirahi. Every neshama, when it's brought into the world, it's coming from the holiest place. It's that substance of Hashem himself. But then it's become darkened by the body and what the body has been doing and not doing right. V'simtza, because otherwise, right, zulascha, if not for your body and what the body does, hayo'ayre meir, the light of the neshama would shine, misayf ha'olam v'at sayfai, from one end of the world, one end of the universe to the other. V'simtza, sheyivakesh Hashem, lahachzir loy haruach, you're going to want to restore the neshama, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simtza, you realize, you'll figure out, eventually, Sheyevakesh Hashem lahachzir loy haruach, Hashem wants the neshama back one day. He's going to take the neshama back, and he wants it, kasher nisana. He wants it in prime condition, like it was when he gave it to you, when you were born. Ka'imrei, v'haruach toshuv. Your spirit goes back to where it came from. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Nesona, v'amru zal, t'na loy, k'moyshe nesona loch. Chazal say on this pasuk that our charge is to give back our neshamas after 120 in that beautiful condition, in that pristine, holy state in which it was instilled in us at the very first moment when we were born. V'yitzav Hashem, v'hechazak t'boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this pasuk says, so strengthen your neshama, perish. She is chazek, loshuv b'tshuva, lahashiva l'mechaynai. So then, take a look at yourself. Look at that dark spot or spots, and be metaken them, so that you can return and bring back your neshama to a state of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in purity, shining as it once did. Ke'en l'cha dover hamamid l'ruach ha'chiyuni. Nothing can give good standing to the spirit, meaning to the neshama of man, b'makom gevoah, so he reaches great heights, ketshuva, as repentance.